Hi, this is a dictation for Tamiko Rippey. Like Tom, AMIKORIPPIE. Date of birth is 5/23/1972. Date of accident 5/7/2022. Date of service is 2/1/2024. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she is date of birth will be 5/23/1972, and date of accident is 5/7/2022. Date of service is 2/1/2024. Tamiko Rippey is a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 5/7/2022. In this accident, patient suffered in a T-bone, the driver's side, leading to the injuries of brain injury, leading to headaches, dizziness, nightmare, fearful of the event, and pain syndrome in the neck, mid back, lower back, right wrist, and both shoulders. The patient currently reports that she's suffering from pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 4, mid back pain is 6, lower back pain is 7. She does not report any radiation of pain to the arm or the legs, and the pain is varying from 4 to 7. ADLs are affected 7, and 30% improvement is reported by the patient. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs for system review. For the additional history, for current pain medication, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 134/69, pulse 87, pulse oxygen 99, and the rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 1/4/2024. Dictation number is 0120-023. Diagnoses are the same. Plan is to continue chiropractic treatment, physical therapy treatment, psychiatric treatment. She's going to Life Skills Village therapy for therapy and counseling. She has a moderate spasm in the trapezius muscles, and she also is known to have a carpal tunnel syndrome due to the finding. In the left wrist has quite painful, and there is a numbness, tingling of the second, third, and fourth finger. She should continue her physical therapy to the neck and lower back, and the right wrist. Traction massage, aquatherapy, chiropractic treatment are all requested to her. In addition, patient is released on a light duty 6 hours, 5 days with 5 pound lifting limit. Her MAPS and labs have been reviewed. Her MRIs were reviewed also. She has obtained one epidural injection that brought her significant relief in the symptom. She has a finding of bulging disc and herniated disc at L4, L5, L5, S1 that is being addressed to. We are planning to give 4 injections of epidural injection to bring her healing and improve her symptoms and ADLs. Only C4, C5 has a bulging disc, and if symptomatic and not improved by the considered treatment, then will definitely help her further. She did suffer from a Colles fracture before on the left wrist and possibly entrapment of the median nerve, and a carpal tunnel injection could also be provided to her. So far she is stable. Her medications are provided to her, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect and healing, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Essifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve healing, Fluoricet 1 or 2 every 6 hours PRN for headache relief. She is also provided with a photobiomodulation device for laser and infrared treatment. She will continue chiropractic acupunctures, massage, as well as seeing a neurologist and a neuropsych. She's quite stable otherwise. Things are progressing well. Thank you.